heart.
Lisa, 6 a.m.
Something's wrong. Dad died.
No, he's fine.
Oh, what do you know? I'm relieved.
Bart, my birthday is in 2 days. I'm going to be 8 years old. It's a big number, almost double digit.
Well, enjoy it while you can. Everything changes when you hit the big 1-0. Your legs start to go. Candy doesn't taste as good anymore.
Bart, will you please let me pour my little heart out?
Sorry, this old timer does ramble on sometimes, don't he?
Bart, I do so much for you, and yet you have disappointed me on every one of my birthdays.
I've made things for you, but you've lost your birthday as an hour.
Okay, it's done. I'm doing it. Birthday gift coming your way.
Oh, thank you.
Bart, watch Maggie while I get the laundry.
Can do.
Crusty hotline.
Hi, kids. You've reached the Krusty Hotline. If you haven't asked your parents' permission, naughty, naughty. But Krusty forgives you. $2 for the first minute, 50 cents for each additional minute. Thanks for calling, kids. A new message every day.
Maggie! Bart, I asked you to watch your sister.
I tried to stop her, but she overpowered me.
Who stole my shirt? Who stole my shirt?
I washed it.
Oh, thank you, Marge. Pink!
Marge, I can't wear a pink shirt to work. Everybody wears white shirts. I'm not popular enough to be different.
No, Homer, don't panic. You have plenty of white shirts.
Oh, gimme. Oh, no! Pink! It's all over, Marge. It's all over.
How this could have happened?
Ah, my lucky red hat. Clean as a whistle.
You did this to me!
Apologize.
Please, no one's going to notice if you wear a pink shirt to work.
Wait a minute. Go back. Zoom in. Why is that man in pink?
Oh, that's Homer Simpson, sir. He's one of your boobs from Sector 7G.
Simpson, eh? Well, judging by his outlandish attire, he's some sort of free-thinking anarchist.
I'll call security, sir.
Excellent. Yes, these color monitors have already paid for themselves.
Hey, I don't get the
statement. Hey, Homer, we saved your donut.
It has pink frosting.
Shame. It looked...
Hey, wait a minute. Just because I'm wearing a pink shirt, it doesn't mean I'm some kind of a pink donut eater.
Although it is tempting.
Drop that donut.
Let's go, Pinky.
You don't understand. My son just threw his red hat in with the white laundry.
Spare me the tiresome antics of the Simpson family. Take him away.
You know, Mr. Burns, his body cavity search revealed nothing, and we must have x-rayed him 100 times. Maybe he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps you two are in cahoots. Smithers, I seem to recall you had a penchant for bell-bottom trousers back in 79.
Sir, that was my costume from the plant production of HMS Pinafore.
Oh, yes, of course. Your spirited hornpipe stole the shows, I recall. Now, Doctor, what should we do about our freewheeling fop over here?
Well, Monty, it used to be that establishing a patient's sanity took months. That's all changed thanks to the Marvin Monroe take-home personality test. 20 simple questions that will determine just how crazy or meshuggah someone is.
Print name. Oh. Honey, do me a favor. Fill out this form.
Homer, this is an intimate psychological profile. I can't fill this out for you.
All right. I'll get Lisa to do it. Lisa, you like homework. Could you fill out this form for me?
Well, all right. If you listen to the poem I just wrote.
Oh, okay.
Meditations on Turning 8 by Lisa Simpson. I had a cat named Snowball. She died. Mom said she was sleeping. She lied. Why, oh, why is my cat dead? Couldn't that Chrysler hit me instead? I had a hamster named Snuffy. He died.
No deal.
Dad, maybe you should do this.
Son, it's no different than the time I let you vote for me. Remember that absentee ballot?
Oh, yeah.
Our $50,000 home video finalists are Man Breaking Hip. Dog on Fire.
Ruff, anybody order a hot dog?
Look at him.
And finally, Baby with a Nail Gun.
Aww.
Okay, it's time to cast your votes now.
Dog on fire! Dog on fire!
Hey, Dad, do you hear voices?
Yes, I'm hearing one right now while I'm trying to watch TV.
Yes. Are you quick to anger?
Bart, shut up or I'll shut you up.
Yes. Do you wet your pants? Well, even the best of us has an occasional accident.
So did I pair? No.
Bart!
Careful, man. He wets his pants.
The devil with his fly open.
Right.
There's a spill on the floor with bugs going after it. They're going to eat it.
Good.
Let's see. It's the boy! This isn't fair! How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
Well, we have a very simple method. Whoever has that stamp on his hand is insane.
Put him in with the big white guy who thinks he's the little black guy.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson from the Jacksons.
I'm Homer Simpson from the Simpsons.
I can't believe you never heard of me. I'm a very popular entertainer.
Oh, of course I've heard of you. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know. What'd you say your name was?
Michael Jackson.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, have you heard of MTV?
Nope.
Motown?
No.
Beat It?
You Beat It.
Thriller?
What was that last one?
Thriller.
Nope.
Well, how about this?
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
Wow. How do you do that thing with your feet?
The moonwalk?
No, that thing with your feet.
Here, look. Just raise your heel a bit and put a little pressure on the ball of your foot.
Don't!
You seem like a nice guy. Why'd they put you in here?
Because I wore a pink shirt.
I understand. People thought I was crazy for the way I dressed.
What'd you wear?
One white glove covered with rhinestones.
Before he died, I bet Scratchy appreciated his birthday present. Do you see how this relates to us?
Hey, you want that once a year empty jester? You got it, sis.
Hey, Michael, I don't get it. These guys seem as normal as you and me.
Homer, this is Floyd. He's an idiot savant. Give him any two numbers and he can multiply them in his head. Just like that.
Okay, 5 times 9.
45.
Wow.
We call this guy the chief. He's been here since 1968. Never says a word, never moves a muscle.
Hey, Chief.
Hello. Well, it's about time somebody reached out to me.
Gee, I gotta call my family. Oh, this is so embarrassing, calling him from a nut house. I mean, they think I'm a god.
I could call him for you.
Oh, great. And try to put a good face on this. Tell him this is one of those places where rich women lose weight.
Joe's crematorium. You kill him, we grill him.
Hello? Who is this?
I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
I'm Michael Jackson.
The Michael Jackson? No way.
It's true. I'm with your father in a mental institution.
Uh-huh. And is Elvis with you?
He could be. It's a big hospital.
Oh, come on. If you're really Michael Jackson,
who were your last 4 dates for the Grammys?
Brooke Shields, Diana Ross, Manuel Lewis, and Bubbles.
Shiver me timbers, you are Michael Jackson! Can you stay on the line while I get with my friends and relatives?
I'm afraid not, Bart. Your father really needs your help.
You don't want him to get a lobotomy, do you?
That's all right, son.
Well, there's probably a downside I don't see. Uh-huh. We bet them aside him. Loves us. Needs us. Fears he may never see us again. Got it. Michael Jackson! Woo-hoo! I love you, man! Hey, Mom! Dad's in a mental institution.
Oh, my God. Mother was right.
Now, Homer, don't you worry. Your family's going to be here before you know it.
Forget it, pal. There's only one way out of here, and it ain't pretty.
What's that?
Dating a nurse.
Oh.
I told you kids you were going to send your father to the crazy house.
No, Mom, you said poor house.
I said crazy house.
Poor house.
Crazy house.
Poor house.
Crazy house!
Hello. You've reached the new Bedlam, wrongly committed hotline. All of our operators are currently busy. Please stay on the line.
Crazy. What's wrong, Homer?
This place is so strange, Mike. I'm ashamed to admit it to another guy, but I'm scared.
We all get scared once in a while. Maybe I can help you.
Homer, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see you've got a friend in me.
Pancakes, football, boobies.
Bubbles, it's gonna be a long night.
Please, feel free to express yourselves. In these sessions, we want you to feel relaxed and uninhibited.
Okay, so I was working in an insurance company, right? Youngest VP in the history of the firm, okay? The job was my life. Then one Monday morning, I got up. I couldn't leave the house. I just couldn't.
Was the door locked?
No, I just couldn't face what was out there.
Was it raining?
No, Homer, Dave suffers from agoraphobia, a fear of open areas and crowds. Please, Dave, go on.
Thank you. Anyway, that day I knew I just couldn't make that long drive to work.
Were you out of gas?
Baby.
Mrs. Simpson, I'm sorry, but your husband suffers from a persecution complex, extreme paranoia, and bladder hostility.
Doctor, if you just talk to him for 5 minutes without mentioning our son Bart, you'd see how sane he is.
You mean there really is a Bart? Good Lord!
Pancakes.
Oh, Mr. Simpson, you've got a visitor.
Don't! Marge!
Oh, homie!
Mr. Simpson, after talking to your wife, we believe you're no threat to yourself or others.
That's the most flattering thing anyone has ever said to me. Could I have it in writing, please?
Of course.
Not insane.
I'm proud of you, Homer.
Thanks a lot, Michael. You really helped me get through this. If you ever find your marbles, come visit us.
Well, how about today? I'm only here voluntarily.
You are? Why?
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy Grammy nomination.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, overlooked middle child. Happy birthday to me.
Joe's taxidermy, you snub him, we stuff him.
Boy, when I get home, I'm going to wrap my hands around your neck and smother you with kisses.
Homer, whatever they got you on, cut the dose.
Now listen, I'm bringing Michael Jackson home to stay with us for a few days. Isn't that cute? He's heard of you. Now, make sure we have plenty of cold cuts and put some beer on ice.
Homer, I'm a vegetarian and I don't drink.
Are you sure you're here voluntarily?
Yes. Now, Homer, please make sure he doesn't tell anybody I'm coming.
Yes, Dad. I solemnly swear I will not tell another living soul. No, not even Milhouse. Huh? Hello, Milhouse. Can you keep a secret?
No.
Oh, well, who cares? Michael Jackson is coming to my house!
Michael Jackson! Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson? Aunt Bella! Wait a minute, I got a call on the other line. Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
We've just been handed a bulletin from our rock and rumor department.
That's right, Michael Jackson, the Thriller himself, is moonwalking his way right here to our very own Springfield.
And while we go check it out, why don't you enjoy a seldom heard, extra long version of Inagata Davida?
Michael Jackson? Oh, such a thing happens once in a blue moon. Do I dare to leave my post?
This is the most exciting thing to happen to our fair town since the Dalai Lama visited in 1952. And so I hereby declare that Route 401, currently known as the Dalai Lama Expressway, will henceforth be known as the Michael Jackson Expressway.
I think I can see him. Oh, here he is.
guy in the pink shirt is the father of the family, who, it turns out, was just released from a mental hospital.
Thanks, everybody. It's great to be sane.
We want Michael. We want Michael. We want Michael.
Here he is. Here's Michael. The guy you want to see.
He's 300 pounds.
He's white.
He's dressed without flair.
What the hell made me think Michael Jackson would even visit this jerkwater bird?
Stupid kid. You owe us Michael Jackson.
Don't ever show your face around here again, you tool.
Bart, the entire town is howling for your blood. And before I join them, I have one question. Today is my birthday. You promised you'd get me something, and I'm afraid to ask.
You know, maybe you should trust that instinct and not ask.
I thought so. Oh, Bart, you...
Come off! I'm sane now!
Dear Bart, I am using the stationery Mom and Dad gave me for my birthday to inform you that we are now brother and sister in name only. Perhaps if a professional so advises, I will give you a hug at some far distant family reunion. But rest assured, it will be purely for a show.
Hey, Bart.
Hey, you.
Bart, when I was a kid, I didn't have much money. So you know what I did when my sister's birthdays rolled around?
Stiffed them?
No. I wrote them a song to show that I cared.
I can't write a song. I'm only 10.
Only 10? When I was your age, I had 6 gold records.
Hey, Looney Tunes, this is what Michael Jackson looks like. You look like a big fat mental patient.
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
Just leave me alone.
Look, boy, either Michael Jackson is some guy working in a recording studio in L.A., or he's here with you willing to work on this song. It's your choice. So long.
Wait, Michael. You go sit at the piano, and I'll boil some coffee. Lisa, her teeth are big and green. Lisa, she smells like gasoline. Lisa, da 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 Lisa, she is my sister. Her birthday, I missed her.
No. Bart, we've got to get to your real feelings about your sister.
I don't have any.
Well, let's go look at her. Maybe that'll help. Oh, she looks sad.
That's because she knows you're looking at her.
Although I'm aware you're looking at me, I would look exactly the same even if you weren't.
Bart, think. What happens to you when you turn 8?
Well, your training wheels come off your bike.
Good. That's good.
The training wheels come off your bike. You start to notice boys you like.
You're just putting that in because it's commercial. Lisa. Lisa. Lisa.
What, Bart? It's 6 a.m.
That's right. Hope you like your present. And a 1, and a 2, and a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day. You gave me the gift of a little sister, and I'm proud of you today. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. I wish you love and goodwill. I wish you breathe and joy.
I wish you better than your heart desires.
And your first kiss from a boy. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Well, my work is done here.
Hey, Michael. What happened to your voice?
This is my real voice. My name is Leon Kompowski, and I'm a bricklayer from Paterson, New Jersey. All my life, I was very angry. Until one day, I just...
talked like this.
All of a sudden, everybody was smiling at me, and I was only doing good on this earth. So I kept on doing it. To make a tired point, which one of us is truly crazy?
Not me. I got this.
Bye-bye, Leon.
Bye,
Leon.
Your credit to dementia.
See ya. Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day. You gave me the gift of do-do-do-do-do, and I'm proud of you today.
Lisa, it's your birthday.
Take it away, Lee.